Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the secrets to success. The secrets to success. Now, throughout the world's history, secrets have dominated our landscape. You remember as kids, we would whisper in each other's ear and hope that our friends would not reveal the secrets that we shared. There are grandparents who are still baking with recipes that have been handed down with them from generation to generation, and they don't want to give those secret recipes up. And of course, we want to know the secret to youth and the secret to health and the secret to a whole lot of other things. But isn't it great that we've got a God that does not keep secrets from us? The Bible says in Daniel 2:47 that God is a God of gods, a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets. Then we discover in John 15:15 that God says to us, hey, listen, all things I've heard of my Father, I've made known to you. Then we discover in Daniel 2:22 that God reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what's in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you see, God is not attempting to keep any secrets from us. In fact, he gave us his word, his Holy Spirit, so that we could understand everything we needed to know to succeed in this life. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is going to be the first of our two-part series because I am convinced that God wants us to succeed. There are people all over the world, and if you ask them what they want more than anything else, they're going to give you some version of the word we know as success. Yes, my friends, they're going to say that they want to succeed in this or be better in this or be more excellent in that. And in this lesson, we're going to outline in our success acronym the keys that God has provided to us to show us why and how we can succeed. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that S in our success acronym reminds us that success begins with significance. If you're my note takers, my friends and neighbors, if you're one of them, remember, write this down. The selfish will never succeed. Yes, my friends, the selfish will never succeed. On the contrary, God has called us to a life of significance. What does that mean? It simply means that we're placing others above ourselves. We're placing the needs and desires of others above even our own. The same way that Jesus did for us. Remember, the Bible outlines in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Then we discover in Romans 5 that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And we discover, my friends and neighbors, it's important for us to do something for somebody else. Let me ask you, my friends, when was the last time you did something for someone else? The last time you went to the shopping mall, not to buy clothes for you, but to buy clothes for someone else? When was the last time, my friends and neighbors, you picked up the phone and called somebody and shared a word of encouragement with them to let them know you were thinking about them, you were praying for them? That's significant. It's significant for us to be able, my friends, to do things that help others advance. We discover in the book of Galatians that if a brother is overtaken in a fault, we should restore that person. In Ephesians, we discover that we should be kind and tenderhearted. These are all things that we do to improve upon our significance, and that's what makes us so successful in this Christian life. That you reminds us of the importance of understanding. Yes, my friends, if you're taking notes again, I'm going to ask you to write down these words: the ignorant will never succeed. We're all familiar with Hosea 4:6. It says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we don't want to reject knowledge because we have so much access to all the wisdom of the Father. The Bible says in Proverbs 1:5 that a wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will attain the wise counsels. Then we discover in Proverbs 3:13, happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. Listen, my friends and neighbors, our happiness is tied to how much we know about the God we serve. Yes, my friends and neighbors, our happiness is tied to it. If you ever see someone depressed, despondent, in disarray, oftentimes they've distanced themselves from the power of the Word of God and have not sought to understand and find wisdom about a matter, because God won't keep it secret from us. On the contrary, my friends, God will reveal to us all of those deep things. We've got to seek that understanding. We discover, my friends and neighbors, in Daniel 2:21 that God gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He's looking to make us wiser, my friends and neighbors. He's looking to make us better. When was the last time you picked up that Bible and read a few verses? When was the last time you asked questions of your spiritual mentor to find out even more? When was the last time you applied those principles, my friends and neighbors? I challenge you, my friends, as we all accept the challenge to say, you know what? I'm going to grow in understanding. We shouldn't be ignorant about the Word of God, my friends. We should embrace it. On the contrary, remember, it is the key to our happiness. And that's C. That first one reminds us of the importance of collaboration. Remember, my note takers, write down, the independent will never succeed. I know that we like to all believe that we're independent, that we're our own men and women, that we do the things that we want to do. We like to say that we're a certain age and that makes us grown, but I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that that's not the way to truly succeed, because collaboration is the willingness and ability to work with somebody else. Don't you recognize, my friends and neighbors, that God has placed people on this planet for the purpose of helping us advance? We need them and they need us. In Mark 6 and 7, the Bible says that Jesus sent the disciples out two by two. Then we discover in Ecclesiastes 4 and 9 that two are better than one. But we know that, my friends and neighbors, we know that it's important for us to work with other people, and it's just a matter of us regarding them highly enough and recognizing that God has sent them our way. Have you ever been going through something, my friends, and needed some help or assistance, and whatever you needed, God sent a person to help you? That's a form of collaboration. When God allows you to work with someone and you can be that miracle somebody else is waiting on, and vice versa, my friends and neighbors, we should all be willing to work together, looking out for our neighbors and looking out for our community and looking out for our church members and being a part of initiatives that make us grow in advance. My friends and neighbors, I tell you, we can succeed. God wants to reveal these secrets to us. We will continue in part two the next time. I've taken all the time of yours I'm going to take today, my friends. Thank you so much. And until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.